You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Friday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Eric Snodgrass from Agrible joins us now to discuss the weather forecast. Eric, looks like we're going to have some heat here today and maybe for several days. What do you see in the forecast?
Yeah, so we've been keeping a close eye on the position of the jet stream over the last couple of weeks because we were really seeing it build into a nice ridge in the center part of the country. And when it does that, that warm, you know, moist southerly flow from the Gulf of Mexico and Mexico and Texas really streams northward, and it's going to crank temperatures like it already is doing today up into the 90s for most of the Corn Belt, maybe even some triple-digit heat in there tomorrow. So one of the big questions is this going to be a big impact on crops? And at this stage for corn and beans, the answer is really no. We're not in pollination, and you know, the beans could actually use some growing degree days to kind of get caught up. But I'll say this, you know, the last time we saw a lot of 90 degree weather in July was several years ago, back in 2012. Not saying that this is a 2012 summer, but it's been a few years since we've had a warm June. And so that ridge sticks around, actually. We see it very kind of semi-permanently, kind of persistently through the end of the month. And with that ridge building in, we expect temperatures to stay warm, up in the upper 80s, potentially lower 90s for several days. With that comes your chance of, you know, your afternoon pop-up thunderstorm. So some people are going to get lucky and get a lot of rain on some of their fields, while others are going to miss out on it. But there is some organized precipitation coming in the short term. We do have a system that's going to be building in the Rockies, kind of getting out to the Great Plains on Monday, pushes across the Corn Belt midweek. Chance for some severe weather, but definitely a chance for some clouds and precipitation. That's going to try to knock temperatures back, but it's not going to be able to do too much because really through about June 16 or 17, we're going to see these well above average temperatures, you know, for a large part of the Corn Belt.
Anything else that we need to watch, for instance, in the southern hemisphere?
We've been keeping a close eye on the safrinha crop for corn and the harvest for soybeans in Argentina and Brazil. And what we've got right now is big dome of high pressure that's moving to the north. So remember, their directions are kind of the way the weather systems move are a little bit opposite of ours. So moving to the north is bringing cooler air into southern Brazil. And as that happens, we're expecting overnight lows over the next few days to dip below freezing. And so this is putting some pressure on the safrinha crop, putting some pressure on the harvest activity. And a lot of people like to think about this in the context of La Nina. You know, is La Nina causing this? And so let's just talk about that briefly as we kind of wrap up here. First of all, the current El Nino has crashed. We're actually seeing cool sea surface temperature anomalies across the central part of the Pacific, and that indicates La Nina is already settling in. Is there a strong statistical relationship between our summer and our yields with La Nina here in the United States? Really, there isn't. We need to look at some other bigger players, in my opinion, other than La Nina, and here they are. Right now, in the central North Pacific and in the north central Atlantic, there are two kind of cooler zones of sea surface temperatures. And when those areas get cool, it kind of forces the jet stream to kind of get and stay kind of put into a ridge across the central part of the United States. And that ridge typically means warmth. So I've looked out long range. I've looked out with several different models. And I'll tell you, there's a higher probability than average that we have a warm July, and a much higher probability than average that we're going to have a warm August and September. The European model runs out actually 45 days. It's actually forecasting a little bit warmer than average July. And the GFS model, our own model here in the U.S., is forecasting that as well. Just a word of caution, we're not talking about 2012 heat, and we're certainly not talking about 2012 dryness. But corn, beans love the cool July, and I'm thinking right now that we're going to have an average to above average July in terms of temperatures.
Okay, thanks so much, Eric. We appreciate your insight. All right, that is Eric Snodgrass. He is with Agrible. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Commodity Week is up next.